It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Next week, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin will bring together local partners from around the state. They plan to look at some of the biggest issues in their work to help provide affordable housing.
Members from about 36 Habitat affiliates will meet in Green Bay for training on topics like energy efficiency, modular homes, and financing for affordable housing.
The state organization serves hundreds of low-income families in an environment of steadily increasing housing costs in communities across Wisconsin.
Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin CEO Peter Lewandowski joins us now. Peter, thanks a lot for joining us on Wisconsin Today.
Yes. Good morning, Rob. Hi, Kate.
Let's talk about the need for help with affordable housing. We all hear about housing costs going up around the state. What is demand looking like for the sort of services you provide at Habitat?
Oh, it's overwhelming, honestly. I guess we could start off putting it in numbers, but essentially what we're looking at is a shortage of over 68,000 starter homes needed to really rectify the situation. That's data, certainly coming from the Community Development Alliance. And, to put it in dollars and cents for, everyday Wisconsinites, you're looking at a statewide median price of a home, according to Wisconsin Realtors Association, of $293,000. Or here in Dane County, $422,000, which means in order to become a homeowner, which most folks consider part of the American dream, you need almost $85,000 for a down payment, which is out of reach for a lot of renters.
Next Monday, your organizations around the state are going to get together to tackle that problem and a lot of subparts of that problem. Talk about the significance of bringing your crew together to figure out how to tackle this.
Well, we are so excited. Wisconsin House 2025 is our statewide conference, and this one's special. Wisconsin House is kind of a riff off of Wisconsin's German heritage, stands for Habitat Affiliates United for Success, HAUS. And essentially, it's a gathering of affiliates, part of a training conference. We're a scrappy bunch, always looking to learn and grow. But it's special in a way that it's also a celebration of 40 years of Habitat for Humanity working in Wisconsin since really 1984, where we started out in Milwaukee. So we're really excited. The conference is set to take place here at Lambeau Field, up, of course, in Green Bay. And, we have a variety of great speakers from across the nation and some state speakers as well. Some partners joining us, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, and, of course, WEDA CEO Elmer Moore. So we're very excited.
I think if people think of Habitat for Humanity, they might think of volunteers coming together to build a house. That's part of what you do. Could you talk about some of the other things that Habitat might be involved in around Wisconsin?
Absolutely. Our mission is really to build homes, community, and hope. So, that is our North Star. That's been the case, since 1976 and 1984 here in Wisconsin. We're focused on every aspect of what can we do to make home ownership possible. Everything from financial readiness, credit counseling, working with folks as early as high school age students, all throughout college. We have young professional chapters as well that are working to support the mission. Likewise, certainly we lean into sustainability, looking at how can we leverage new and emerging technologies to create some efficiency in terms of what we're doing, and eventually to pass along that efficiency into dollars and cents, to savings to our partner families, whether that's, in the domain of solar, looking at other technologies like 3D printed homes, heat pumps, you name it. So I think sustainability, of course, if you go to any of our restores, you're going to find that that's definitely near and dear to us as well.
I saw one of your conference speakers is talking about sustainable, environmentally sustainable housing. Another topic I thought was interesting, modular housing as one part of a solution. What is that? What might that look like for Habitat projects?
Absolutely. Modular housing is exciting. It's been around for several decades, believe it or not, but not very well understood. Essentially, modular homes are produced in a factory environment, perfectly fine. They are up to all the code standards that you would come to expect from a typical stick-built home as you're driving by development. And what makes modular homes interesting is that they can be customized in virtually any way that, a homeowner wants or needs. And they're incredibly efficient in the sense that, you know all the materials going into them, that the rate of production is pretty steady. You can obviously build year-round if you're inside a factory. And I would say also, the great thing about modular homes is that they're incredibly energy efficient. So what you're looking at is essentially a great platform that can be customized by Habitat affiliates or by any other developer really out there. And you can incorporate and layer other technologies like solar, like heat pumps, as I mentioned, geothermal. Really, the sky's the limit. And it really helps us to boost production as well. And like I said, eventually pass along that savings to the homeowner.
Peter Lewandowski is with us from Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin. As affiliates from around the state get ready to gather next week to look at issues facing affordable housing, one thing that a lot of nonprofit groups are looking out for, Peter, are those that receive any sort of federal funding support, various kinds of funding freezes and pauses from the Trump administration. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that some affiliates, like the one in Milwaukee for Habitat, rely on federal grants for as much as 40% of projects. What are you talking about? What are the concerns with whether scheduled funding is going to show up?
Certainly. So, where I would start is by saying that really Habitat, we're engaged in fulfilling our mission, like I said, to build homes, community, and hope. And I think for any organization, but especially Habitat, during any time of uncertainty, really our mission needs to continue to be our North Star. And we are engaged in advocacy at the federal and state level, work with a great team. We're political, but we're nonpartisan. And certainly, homeownership is part of the American dream. Should be bipartisan, our hope is for most folks. So where we're at in that is everyone is trying to find some balance. I would separate the housing crisis a bit that's been in the works for decades, frankly, from the current federal environment. But really, any good, solid organization would, really focus on maintaining mission and really focusing on, not chasing some of that federal funding. So we have diversified funding streams, for Habitat builds. We are advocating for certain programs. What I would say to answer the other part of your question is that if some of that federal funding comes up short, if it's zeroed out, looking at the HUD budget, USDA, EPA funding, well, then it definitely creates uncertainty. And it creates a more challenging environment for us to efficiently manage risk. Ultimately, that type of uncertainty has the effect for many organizations on typically reducing production and limiting our impact, since we need to spend more time and resources to find other funding.
I wanted to take a couple minutes. We've talked a little bit about Dane County and the Milwaukee area. You've also got a rural roundtable at next week's event looking at the needs of rural communities. What are some of the things that might be unique to those communities that other parts of the state might not know about?
Oh, 100%. We're in nearly all of Wisconsin's counties, across the state, far up north, down all the way to the Illinois line. Rural communities are unique in the sense that really it actually takes a lot more effort to build. With Habitat's model, even leveraging more of the emerging technology, what we find is that there tends to be greater need. Cost of living does tend to be lower. However, infrastructure isn't quite there, as you would obviously find in an urban community. Likewise, there can be employers, but that brings workforce challenges as well. And of course, demographically, you tend to find more veterans and aging communities. So I think there's a great need there. I think that it ultimately takes more resources to meet that need. And so looking at those communities, Habitat is one of the key leaders in terms of, putting in infrastructure, helping veterans who might need a mobility ramp, or helping seniors with critical home repairs, such as a roof, or aging in place so that they're safe. And what I would say is, while the need's great, that it doesn't deter us. The work the work obviously continues. So it takes a lot more to operate. And obviously, raising money is a key part of that. So we rely on community partners, community governments. And in return, we're giving folks an opportunity, expanding the housing market there locally, and expanding the tax base as well. So that's where we're at.
The recent passing of former President Jimmy Carter, who volunteered on Habitat projects, I think well into his 90s, right, drew attention to the role of volunteers for Habitat. Are you and your organizations around the state looking for local folks to step up and help out?
Oh, 100%. It's a great time. I love it. I love being on the build site, swinging a hammer. It's really contagious. You know, we have a term in the Habitat world for folks who get drawn into the mission. It's called habitatus, where it's highly transmissible, I should share with you. So, you know, we have everything from women's builds. It's a really empowering experience, not just for our partner families, but for folks on the build site to get out there and to literally make a difference. And we have everyone from church groups, companies, you name it. So I encourage folks to reach out to their local Habitat affiliates to volunteer.
And Peter, as we wrap up, for people who might need the services Habitat for Humanity provides, briefly, how can they reach out?
I would say certainly go to habitatwisconsin.org. That's our website. We're very responsive, happy to help direct folks to their local affiliates. Likewise, nearly every major metro area has a Habitat affiliate. And, you know, we're not just in cities. We're all across the state. So, you know, you'll find us all throughout, you know, Fox Valley, up in the Northwoods, Minnesota border, you name it. There are so many opportunities to become involved.
And we'll leave it there. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Peter Lewandowski is the CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin. The organization works with several hundred low-income families in Wisconsin to provide affordable local housing. Local member groups meet up next week in Green Bay.
Coming up, the head of the Wisconsin chapter of the Electric Vehicle Association says despite federal efforts to pull the plug on EV charging stations,
the demand for EVs is still there. People recognize that once you get in these cars, you realize they are incredibly quick. They're super fun to drive.
The road ahead for EVs, that's next from WPR News.